Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a brand new episode of Happy Hour Podcast. I'm Mike.
I'm Tabby.
And this week, we're discussing and saying goodbye to The Walking Dead.
AMC's The Walking Dead.
The Walking Dead. What an amazing 12 years that was. 11 seasons.
Kind of stretched out, though.
Yeah.
They stretched out one of the seasons to like 30 episodes.
Yeah.
That's overkill. But
that's
what I'd said was overkill.
This last season was like three parts when normally it's two.
Yeah.
So
they broke it down to make us wait in anticipation and cry longer.
Well, plus COVID didn't help because they had to stop like half on the episode before the finale of season 9 is what it was.
Yeah. And they were just like, hey, we got to stop this now.
Yeah. So it was like, because it was supposed to end in April, and the finale for that season came out in like August.
Yeah, they pushed it.
Like a month and a half before season 10 was supposed to drop.
So. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that screwed it up. But that's okay. We still got it.
Yep.
And it was good. It was fun.
It's actually one of the best running, I mean, at least I've watched from day one, so I know how all of the Supernatural fans out there are, all of those people who watch from the beginning to the end, and, you know, it's definitely an impact on our lives.
Yeah. Yeah, we started it on Halloween in 2010.
Yep. And wrapped it up.
9 o'clock, 2010.
On Sunday.
Yep.
Every Sunday, 9 o'clock.
Shut up. Turn off the lights.
Turn off the phone.
Turn off your phones if you speak.
Well, it really wasn't turn off the phones. It was put them on silent because in between, like, commercial breaks and stuff, we were, like, Facebooking or texting other people.
Or scraping our jaws off the floor.
That, too.
Or trying not to fall off the edge of the seat.
Yeah.
If it had, you know, the moment.
One of those moments.
Yeah, which it had quite a bit.
And speaking of moments.
Yeah.
Do you have a couple favorite moments?
I do. Not in really any particular order.
None of mine are going to be in any particular order.
One of them is the mid-season finale for season 6. Premiere or finale. I don't even remember. It was one of the two. But it was when after Carl got shot in the eye,
mm-hmm.
and Rick took a tiny little hatchet and went outside and meleeed like hundreds of walkers by himself before rallying the rest of Alexandria.
Everybody else came out and started fighting back.
And it was that one particular shot where it was like them, each person by themselves, like swinging their weapon like at the camera.
Yep.
With it like just a solid black background. I thought that was badass.
That was really cool.
That was awesome.
I think one of my favorite parts of that is when Daryl came in with the gas truck and was like setting the fuckers on fire, and then he blew up the lake and the walkers were walking into the lake.
Yeah, he set the little lake on fire that was in the middle of Alexandria as like a distraction, and they all just kind of walked into the
fiery lake or pond or whatever it was.
Firewater.
Whiskey. Of course, being a badass like he was too.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's
cool.
A good one. That is a good one.
Yeah, another favorite of mine is, oh God, there's so many.
One of my moments is, and I still remember this, is pretty much all of season 2. No,
no, that's valid.
I mean, Sophia coming out of the barn.
Yeah.
That was not only gut-wrenching, but you were like, that's where she's been with them the whole time. The whole time. The whole time.
The whole time.
But no, that's one of mine. Season 2, memorable moments is the barn catching on fire too.
Yeah. What I loved about that scene is how they did it in slow motion. And you get the whole shot of the barn and
burning,
like,
and the
silhouette of the walkers,
and,
like, at the base of it.
Yeah.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
Another one of mine, I think, would have to be the head spikes. Alpha's border.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is, no.
It's not a favorite because it's cool, but it's a memorable. It's memorable. Because you had, like...
Well, we're talking about memorable later.
Yeah. Okay.
We're doing our favorite moments and then most memorable moments.
Okay. Well, screw that then.
So what's your favorite? We'll bring that back.
when Shane beat the shit out of Ed, Carol's husband.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Because he was being mouthy, and then he slapped Carol, and Shane went, all right, there it is. That's it. You're done now, buddy. And he just beat the fuck out of him. I mean, handed him his ass. Fork, knife, platter, and all.
Yep.
Beat the shit out of him. Because Ed sucked.
Ed was a piece of shit.
I mean, yeah, he was only in like three, four episodes.
Yeah, he was just barely in the first half of the first season. Well, no, he was in almost the entire, because it was only 6 episodes.
He was in about half the season, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was a short season. That's another favorite moment of mine.
So another favorite, I'm going to say episode, is the episode The Ferals.
Yes.
The one with Connie. It's not a moment. The entire episode is a moment
Connie
for me.
And the dude that found Michonne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, I mean, with
that was
Connie
a spooky
being
episode.
With Connie being deaf and not being able to hear them coming.
Yeah.
That's what made it even worse.
Because they were so quiet.
They were very quiet until they were in full sprint. And my God, what were they? Were they human? Were they zombies? Were they?
They were people.
I know. That's the scary part.
But you didn't know. Is this like a new walker that we're seeing?
Right. Again, that's one of my most favorite moments.
Oh, God, that episode is so fucking cool.
It was amazing.
It is creepy from start to finish.
Yeah. Yeah. It begins and it ends, and it's like, holy shit.
It's a different type of, like, horror movie.
It's not even a nail biter. It's a knuckle biter. Like, you've chewed your fingers to the knuckle.
Oh, God, yes.
I loved that episode. It was so good.
Oh, Jesus.
Episode 6, season 11, I do believe. Or 10.
What happened? Oh, that. I thought you were naming it.
No,
that
I
was
think...
That was season 10.
That's what I... Okay, yeah, season was, 10, episode 6, for those of you listening.
Yeah.
Do you have one more favorable moment? Or favorite moment?
I do. The final battle at the prison.
That was a pretty good one.
Yeah, where the episode where the governor died, where Michonne stabbed him from behind.
Yep.
But that whole thing was... It was fun. That was that like an action movie.
Oh, it was super action. Everything was exploding and people were stabbing zombies and people and
cannons and Ford Rangers, baby. Yeehaw! Go Vols.
Ford fucking Ranger.
Dodge Rams, Ford pickups.
Oh shit, there was what?
Army
14
tanks.
Dodge Rams and like 2 tanks and an ice cream truck.
There was one tank and an ice cream truck and everybody else drove a Ram. Like a Dodge Ram 1500 pickup.
Look at where they were.
Fucking Georgia.
Right.
Yeah.
Roll Tide. Wait, that's the wrong state.
That's Alabama. Uh-huh. But you're close. Go Dogs. Ooh, wait. That hurt to say. Oh, no. I don't like it. I got to wash my mouth out now.
So my final favorite moment, I mean, it's really hard, but I want to say favorite moment... anything that Carol did, she was the savior of every season.
Carol's scenes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Like her Terminus, when she blew up
fucking
Terminus.
Fucking Terminus, absolutely. Yeah. And then Alexandria, when she was, oh, this gun is so heavy, take it off my shoulders, or I'm going to bake cookies.
She's got this giant
Susie.
Sniper.
Yep.
This big-ass sniper rifle. It's like, oh, it's so heavy. And Rick's looking at her like... Oh.
What the fuck?
Like, oh, you're good. You're good. You're good.
Yep. And then when she threatened Porch Dick.
Oh, Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Peach Porch Dick.
With the casserole and the melee knife.
Yep. Yep. The knife. Touch her again, I've seen it before, and I'm going to kill you.
The knife, it had brass knucks on it.
That's because Carol's a boss bitch.
And she wasn't even, like, intimidating the way she said it. She was, if you do it again, I will kill you, and you won't even see it coming. Like, because she knows that she can. Oh, God.
All right. Ooh, I'm excited for this one.
Favorite walkers.
Yes!
Yes.
Yes! You want me to go first?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, all the walkers, bravo, fantastic, amazing, great job.
But there are some iconic
There
ones.
Are three, since we're doing top three.
Right.
My first one, I'll go first, is the Well Walker in season two.
Yes. With Glenn.
Yes.
Yeah.
Where they lower Glenn down and he lassos the walker out of the well and they're like, hey, let's just pull him up the well.
Mm-hmm.
And Glenn's like, bah! And Maggie calls him walker bait because she's like, they use you.
Walker bait.
Walker bait. Walker bait. And then as they're pulling the well walker out of the well, the fucker splits in half and you can hear it. You mm-hmm. can see the juices like.
And it did it in slow motion.
Oh, and it just slowly ripped. The wet, drenched, nasty body. He's probably been down there since day one.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could look at his skin and tell.
Oh, like, he was so bloated. Soggy. I bet that smelled amazing. Oof.
It smelled like...
Just kidding.
Yeah, it smelled like Shively. Oh, Louisville.
Mm.
Oh, I miss home.
Hey Tab, we got a stinky one here. Home.
Phil? Did you breathe?
Oh, half the haunters, if not three-fourths of the haunters.
Oh god.
Well walkers. They're all well walkers. No. What's one of your favorite walkers?
Do you remember
Try me.
Okay. Do you remember the walker that Rick shot in the mouth with the flare gun? And its whole head
season
lit up?
Season four?
No. This was like maybe six or seven.
The flare gun in his... Oh,
Google it. Rick Grimes flare gun walker.
Okay.
But you remember it? And it lit up and you could see its skull under the skin because their skin is so thin from all the decay. It lit up and it looked like a glowing red skull. It was so, so awesome.
Oh, yeah. I see. I can't do it without playing it, but yeah.
Yeah. But do you see the photo? Does it show with the photo of it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And it was like the skull in the background.
Yeah.
That one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's so cool. Like, was it? It was either in its eye or mouth.
It was in his eye.
Was it his eye?
It was his eye, yeah. Because he was backed into a corner and he didn't have anything else to use.
I think he was with Daryl or Carl or somebody. Well, it was him and one other person.
One other, yeah.
But yeah, that's so cool.
Another one of my favorites is the car walker. It's not mentioned anywhere.
Oh, the season two where the face
seasoned. Yes,
with Lori.
That was. Well, there's a lot of those kinds of walkers, but they only show maybe one a season. That one is the first one that comes to mind when it comes to walkers.
Mm-hmm.
It's because he pushed his face through this hole in the window.
Yeah.
That when Lori flipped her car and it just like started at his mouth and nose and just peeled the skin back like you would peel a banana. It was so cool.
Oh yeah, and it really like I love how the shot of it is like a close up too.
Close up,
so you can really see the detail in like the cheek muscles and all that.
And I think that was one of the first, if not the first, that they did a close up on a walker to make that happen. Because I can't think of any other walker that they would have gone up close to do something like that.
For something like that, yeah, I think that was like the first where they really like showcased Nicotero's. Attention to detail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was the walkers in, I think it was this previous season, where the skin just ripped off their body. Do you remember that?
I do. And that is one of my favorite walkers. It was the season six premiere. Well,
no, I thought there was another one this season.
Well, this is the first time they did it.
Oh.
It was, do you remember when they were gathering, they were like leading all the walkers into that big giant quarry?
Yeah.
And they blocked it off with the semi-truck trailers?
Yeah.
Well, one of the walkers slipped past and
it skinned him.
A piece of metal got caught like on its chest and it just split the skin right off the walker.
And he just kept on walking.
Yeah.
With his skin degloved.
Yeah. But his whole like everything but his head.
Mm-hmm.
Because he didn't have a shirt on, but he had pants on. But so, like, his whole torso, all the way down to his fingers.
Yeah.
It just ripped that skin off.
Oh, that was so cool.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Memorable walkers for me, my last, well, not really last one, because I have a lot of them. But the one that I thought had the coolest fucking makeup was the fungi zombie. The zombie with the mushrooms growing out of his fucking face. That was awesome.
Yeah.
That was so...
He just got plant growth on his face.
No, it, mushrooms. He had mushrooms growing out of his face. Yeah. I love that. Did fun fact, did you know that they used Johnny Depp's head cast in one of the episodes?
That was on Talking Dead, that episode, yeah. Mm-hmm. I forget which head cast, like, film it was from. but, yeah, Hardwick had, or Greg Nicotero was on Talking Dead that night, and he had said something about it.
There are, okay, so I just went on Screen Rant, and I'm just looking up the different types of scariest zombies. One of them is the Mudwalker.
Yeah.
Are these through from... the Governor, the series virtually explored every compelling theme human threats could muster. This has arguably contributed to the viewer's frustration as Rick's group is subsequently wandered from one enemy group to another.
Uh-huh.
This one was a mid-season finale, which the Megan alone in the mud successfully kills her. Oh, little Megan from the season two, or the Governor, or season three.
Yeah. I know who you're talking
the
about.
The Mudwalker, the one that's stuck in the mud. Yeah. He actually grabs her. The Spider Walker. Do you remember the Spider Walker?
Yeah. But my next favorite walker, it's one that didn't do anything. I liked it just because it was the makeup on it.
Oh, yeah.
It was the walker that was sitting on the ground up against the tree, and moss grew around the walker and the tree and its whole entire body.
Oh, the tree. He was a tree. Like, he was part of the tree.
Yeah, but he was, like, sitting down.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Wasn't that...
He was...
Wasn't that dude from season one? What's his name? I can't think of his name.
Nope. I don't know. This was like season eight walker was shown.
Because I'm trying to... I thought they went back and showed... Not Ed. Jim.
No.
Okay.
No, that wasn't Jim. Because this was in Alexandria.
Yeah.
This was in Virginia.
Okay. Okay.
There was like people saying, oh, that's Jim. Like, no, because they didn't go to Alexandria to drop Jim off.
Right.
He was in Atlanta, Georgia. But yeah. But no, that's one of my favorite walkers.
I mean, all of these walkers that they're naming, like the fucking spider walker.
Yeah.
That's the walker that had the spiders all in it.
Yeah.
And like it fell, like they fell down, if I'm not mistaken, and the walker fell on top of them and the spiders came like pouring out of their face.
Yeah, like a spider laid eggs inside of the walker's mouth.
Gross. I'd be more scared of the spiders than the walker at that point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Ooh, what about the burnt walkers? Carol, yes. When Carol's with Mika and Lizzie and Tyrese.
Oh, the charred walkers.
Yeah.
It's just, they're charred, but it's just smoke coming off of them. That was some of the walkers from Terminus. People from Terminus, I think. Because that was the only place nearby that had caught fire at the time. Because,
they have, I'm sorry, asphalt walkers. Do you remember the walkers that were melted because of a flamethrower? Like, they melted them with, like, napalm to the asphalt?
Uh-huh.
That one, those are pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
The barnacle walkers? Do you remember the barnacle walkers?
From Oceanside. Right? Yeah, Oceanside.
Oh, it's Sasha's incarceration at the sanctuary and Gregory and Maggie fighting.
Okay.
Well, zombie. Oh, how the fuck did we forget about Winslow?
Winslow.
The scavenger's zombie.
Oh, Winslow. The one that had the melted steel all over his head.
He had like the mace on his head, spikes on his head, spikes coming through his body.
Jadis and the other Garbage Pail Kids created this thing.
Yes. They created him and Rick was fighting him.
Yeah. He's like throwing like empty boxes and water bottles at him.
Mm-hmm.
He smacked him with a keyboard.
Oh, he did, didn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he smacked him with a keyboard.
I mean, what use do they have for that keyboard now?
I mean, well, it wouldn't have done anything when you're fighting a walker that's got a metal helmet with spikes on.
Yeah, yeah.
How did it? Was it he killed it? He I know he stuck his jammed his one of the spikes through his hand through one of the spikes to like hold it back so he could
kill it.
Do something.
Was it a pipe or a?
It might have been.
Was it a piece of glass? It was something that was like a piece of trash.
Something sharp, and he jammed it like up underneath, like,
yeah,
like in the neck.
Right under his jaw or something.
Yeah, because yeah. like his its jawline was the only thing that was showing.
Yeah.
So they could protect its whole head. But, I mean, it worked.
Other memorable walkers or anybody who had turned.
Yeah.
Any of the main characters?
Herschel's head.
Yeah.
That we saw the episode after he died.
Yeah, and it was just laying there.
Oh, that was so sad. And then they brought Herschel's head on talking the next day.
Yep.
That night.
That night. Rude.
Greg Nicotero pulled it out of a bag and set it on the table. And then the remote control, oh, watch this. And we're like, will you not do that?
Chris Hardwick was like, oh, man.
We're still trying to recover. This happened 10 minutes ago. Stop it. It's not funny.
Greg Nicotero has such a morbid sense of humor that is hysterical. And like we've mentioned to people before, do not get attached to characters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We learned that on this show.
That's how we learned.
A long time ago.
Do not get attached to any main characters.
Yep.
Secondly, if Greg Nicotero is the director, someone important will die.
Most of the time, yeah.
80-85% of the time.
Give or take, yeah.
A couple of percents.
Yeah. Maybe 1%.
Maybe.
Maybe. So what are some of your memorable moments?
Memorable moments.
Because I have a few.
Well, go ahead.
One of them is when Rick was reunited with Lori and Carl.
Aww.
And I guess Shane.
That, guess?
Yeah.
Kinda.
Fuck Shane.
Yeah, fuck Shane.
So, yeah.
Fuck Shane.
What about you?
Another one of my memorable moment, the one memorable moment that I have would be, Carl's death.
Yes.
Would be one of mine.
Yeah.
That was just, it was so sad and heartbreaking to me.
Yeah.
But the acting, the performance in it was fucking flawless.
Mm-hmm.
Chandler Riggs, his abilities to act during that time was just, oh my God.
Yeah.
Why did he not receive an award for that? It was brilliant.
Something.
What's one of yours? Do you have another one?
I do. Another one of mine is, oh shoot, what was it? When Rick blew up the bridge and his,
that is a good
the
one.
Last time we see Rick Grimes.
When he
points
in gun, Walking Dead.
When he points his python at the dynamite on the bridge and says, I found him.
Yep.
And boom.
Oh, after he looked Daryl and Maggie and all of them in their face and smiled and was like, ha-ha, I'm going to save you and die.
Yeah. Well, he didn't really die. He washed up on the bank, on the river. We see like 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Jadis put him in the helicopter. And
that was the last that we've seen of Rick.
Yeah.
Until coming up soon.
But his heroic bridge explosion is definitely a one for me.
Shoot, I'm trying to think. What is another one of my memorable moments? Oh, motherfucking, the first time we thought Glenn was going to die.
Oh, the
dumpster.
The garbage can, yeah.
The where they're, well, it's pretty much a garbage can. It's not that big.
It's a trash can.
It's a trash can.
Glenn stood on you.
Glenn did stand on me.
And we lost him for like a month.
Oh my God. Everybody thought he was dead. We thought he was dead. And then he comes back.
Yeah.
Just to die. For real.
Yeah, yeah.
Two episodes later.
The next...
it was two. I think it was
two. No, because that was season 5.
Was it?
Yeah, because they were still new to the Alexandria scene.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was that Nick dude. It was right after Noah died.
Yeah.
It was right after that.
Yep.
When Noah died.
I have another memorable one, but go ahead.
No, you go. Take it.
No, go ahead. I know you said yours was, you said yours earlier.
I forgot what it was.
The heads on the pike.
Oh, yeah. The heads on Tara, Enid, Henry.
The rest of them.
Some of the highwaymen and Grace Under Fire.
Oh, yeah.
Because she was on the show.
She was for like a couple episodes.
Yeah, she was.
I mean, the whole we can get into the evil characters here in a minute because we got plenty of time. But another, okay, so one of my memorable moments that stand out to me is when Negan and Alpha had
Don't say it.
That is definitely a memorable moment.
I actually like felt dinner come back.
I'm surprised. Well, I mean, everybody knows that Negan killed Abraham and Glenn and beat people with bats and et cetera, et cetera. But a memorable moment that I will never forget.
Yeah.
Ew. I want to forget it.
So, ooh, we get to see Jeffrey Dean Morgan's butt. Not like this. Not like this. Not like this.
Well, I mean, it's not the... They're both very attractive people, but in that instance, you put yourself in that setting to where you're walking around in zombie skin. You're walking around with not bathing because you need to smell like the dead.
Because if you think about it, when is the last time Alpha washed herself?
I don't know. When was the last time anybody in the show washed themselves?
When they first got to Alexandria.
Well, yeah, but...
And the last episode of season one. That's the only time you see anyone taking a shower.
Well, no, they
if you count walking in the river, Daryl style.
Well, that's true. That's true. But they don't. Yeah. To think about that, though, they have to smell like the dead to stay alive.
Yeah, covering yourself in walker guts.
Nope. I don't want it that bad.
What?
Nope.
Go to walker and rub it on your clothes?
No, I don't want sex that bad.
Oh, I don't think anybody... Nobody should.
No. How are you ending up pregnant in the zombie apocalypse?
Some people do, but nobody should.
No.
Nobody. No. That's gross.
Ew.
That stink.
Ugh.
Especially when you're known for wearing rotted flesh on your face.
Corpses of zombies and ew.
Yeah. And you can see the inside of it like rubbed off on their skin.
Dang, I've got a couple of memorable moments.
Well, I have another one.
You have one? Yeah.
Yeah, and it is... when Shiva saved the day.
Aww.
In Alexandria.
Here she comes to save the day.
When Rick and Carl.
Carl.
Well, Negan said he was going to kill Carl, and Rick was like, whatever, man.
Yep.
I'm going to kill you still. And so Negan had Lucille up in the air, getting ready to swing it down. Yep. And Shiva, out of nowhere, just tackles one of the saviors and starts eating his head.
Yep.
Yeah.
That was a badass moment. Episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a whole fun episode, but yeah.
Oh, man. It was suspenseful from the get-go.
Yeah.
And sometimes a lot of these episodes are super suspenseful from the beginning, kind of die off in the middle, and then they bring it back to suspenseful.
Yeah.
Or they're suspenseful through, you know, like the middle to the end. It very, very rarely the whole way through.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do
you have another one?
Memorable moment?
Yeah.
I mean, literally when anybody who was an asshole dies. Biggest one is Gregory.
Yeah, when Maggie
and the
hung
governor.
Him.
Yeah, but I like the way that Maggie killed Gregory.
Yeah, oh yeah, she hung him.
She was so pissed off.
In front of everybody.
Yeah, so she meant, you know, hey, this is I'm the boss. And then I cannot forget Eugene. We thought he turned and was with the saviors.
Oh, when he was planning this the whole time.
When he was planning the whole time, but no one knew that he was planning it until the very last moment when they all fired their guns at everybody on the other side, and they backfired and either shot them in the face or blew their hands off.
Yeah, and he had that one test bullet that he knew, like, that actually worked. He was like, here, if you want to try this out, see if these are good, then go for it. So Negan fired it. It worked. It went off well. He was like, good enough for me. Then they're all on top of that hill, and you just see, like, boom, 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 down the line.
The smoke and the...
Even Negan's hand
got
shot in his
off.
Gun, yeah, exploded up. Eugene!
You son of a bitch!
It worked. I think Eugene knew what he was doing the whole time.
Yeah, he went with them just because he had to.
Yeah, and even when they went back to Alexandria for that fight, Eugene was talking to Rick, and he was like, you know, Eugene knew what he was doing. Like, I've got to play sides here to keep you guys safe, because we don't need any more of our people dying, so I got a plan, just let me do my
thing.
But
he didn't tell anybody about it.
Yeah, which is brilliant to
me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, brilliant idea.
Kept it so secret.
Oh yeah, and he hit it really. He even threw up on Rosita's face. The what was it? The oyster mac and cheese.
Ew.
He threw it up right in Rosita's mouth. And she punched him the fuck out.
Oh, it was awesome. Fucking Rosita. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's gross.
That scene actually just clicked to me.
Yeah.
He just...
And that brings me back to when they captured Daryl.
Yeah.
We're on Easy Street.
Oh, no, not the Easy Street
and
song.
And it feels so sweet.
Oh, I forgot about that song.
It was my ringtone for a friend of ours for a long time.
Same. I know who you're talking about.
Because he watched that episode because he was so far behind.
This song is so cringy.
Oh, it sucks so much. So every time I'd see him, I'd sing it. We're on Easy Street. And life is but a dream when you're on Easy Street.
And we're bringing out the good champagne. You sit pretty on a gravy train. shut up!
It's going to be stuck in your head now.
Oh, my God.
For the rest of the day.
I don't want it to.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I had
God.
To bring that up. But no, that was a really cool, that was like a really, really good episode to show you how badass Daryl was. They were trying to drive him crazy and he was in there for God only knows how long. And they tried to break him and he was like, okay, you broke me. Ha ha, joke's on you, bitches.
Yeah.
Well, they also did that with him and with the governor too.
Yeah.
Every time a baddie is introduced, they try and break Daryl down.
Almost, yeah, they did it with the governor. Not so much with Alpha, because Daryl kind of led the charge in that whole thing.
Well, Daryl was...
Because that was right after Rick.
Yeah, because he wasn't actually actively going out to seek out the bad guy.
Yeah,
the
he was kind of teaching other people how to fight and shoot, and he was holding down the fort and all that.
Right, he let everybody else be the little runner boy, errand boy.
And him and Maggie kind of like double-teamed everybody. Yeah. And
well, can't forget about Ezekiel, too.
Yeah, well, Ezekiel had the kingdom to worry about.
Yeah, but they were all in that.
This is at Hilltop in Alexandria, though.
Yeah, but the kingdom was still a part of it.
Oh, I know.
Then they
yeah.
got Oceanside a part of it, so.
Yeah.
I
didn't like Oceanside.
I mean, it was a cool thing.
Yeah.
But when it came down to it, like.
They sucked. They couldn't fight.
Yeah.
They were like, let's just run and hide. I mean, some of them could pretty well, and they could shoot, but like it was kind of like a half and half.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because all they really had to teach any of them was just Terra.
Yeah.
Aaron tried to help, but he was bouncing back and forth between Oceanside, Hilltop, and Alexandria.
Yeah, because, I mean, he was the scouter. He was trying to find the ones who...
Recruits and all that stuff. But, yeah. One of the other moments that I really enjoyed is from season one when the camp got overrun with the walkers from Atlanta, where Amy got bit. That was Greg Nicotero that bit Amy.
Yeah.
And Ed's death, Carol's husband, when he died in that scene, but
he was in the tent.
Yeah, because Shane had handed him his ass. Like the boss. But I really enjoyed that whole scene. It was like a small like 10, 12 walker herd, but it was still pretty cool to watch. Cause that's when Rick and everybody came back at the same time.
Yeah.
And
saved the day.
Yeah. Cause all they really had going into it was just Shane.
Unfortunately.
Cause that was when they were coming back from looking for Merle.
Yeah. Merle's hand.
Yeah, that they found that.
They found that. Yeah. Just not Merle.
And the oh my God. The Latino guys that kidnapped Glenn.
Oh yeah.
And they were trying to be like badass gangsters.
And then they were taking care of their grandmas.
Yeah, they just were nurses at a nursing home.
Yep.
They were orderlies and janitors.
They were like, "Hey, that's our bag. Hey, we've got one of your guys."
My dogs are hungry. They haven't eaten in days. And it was like two little chihuahuas.
Yep.
Rick was like, "Are you fucking kidding me?"
Yep.
Really? All that for this?
Yep.
Are you serious? Just take the guns and fuck off. God damn it. We had so many more important things to do. But that I liked that because it had a lot of like comedic elements to it, which I thought was pretty cool.
I like the way that season one had some comedic. Well, every episode, every season has like a
comedy
comedic
relief. yeah,
stuff going on.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And Eugene is one of the
he
was embarrassing comedic.
The way he says words, like the way he explains things, he yeah. uses these weird like catchphrases and analogies. Yeah. Like no one just say it like a normal person, dude.
Well, and then we had Abraham,
oh, God.
Mother Dick,
yes. Son of a dick.
Son of a dick.
Bitch nuts.
Bitch nuts.
He had
so many good one-liners.
He really did. He was a walking advertisement for catchphrases.
Oh yeah.
He was just a catchphrase in and of himself.
I know he's one of the ones. Well, he was your favorite.
He still is my favorite.
Well,
he will always be my favorite character on the show, whether he's on it or not. He is the GOAT. He is the best. The best of the best. He was really cool. One of my favorite Abraham moments is when he was on the job site in Alexandria when they were doing the construction.
Yep.
And the walkers came and he grabs a gun after like mowing a couple walkers down. And it just close ups on his face, and he's just got this big shit eating grin, and he holds the gun like the badass that he is, and he just goes, "Bitch nuts," and you're like, "That is my fucking dude right there,"
because he doesn't care.
No, he does not give a shit. That man has no fear in his body at all. Even when Negan was getting, he knew Negan was going to take him out. He, like Negan said, he took it like a champ. He even volunteered himself for it. Remember? At the beginning of that, when they were in Negan's lineup.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Abraham is the one that, like,
he stuck his neck
the way
out.
Up.
Yep.
Yeah, he's like, I'll do it.
Yep.
Sign me up. And Negan was like, we're not doing it that way.
No.
And it ended up being him anyway.
Him anyway, yeah.
Which I feel like was really weird foreshadowing.
Kinda.
It sucked. I was so sad when he died.
So, speaking of that, the lineup for the intro to Negan... Do you remember? I know you probably remember.
I remember everything.
When he did the eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and then he swung the bat down and they cut to black.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure everyone within a 30-mile radius heard us scream, no!
Yeah. Because it was the finale. It was a cliffhanger.
It was the hugest cliffhanger I've ever seen from Walking Dead.
For me, anything.
Oh, my God.
Ever.
And then... Remember the little marker board that we had?
Oh yeah,
and we put our dry erase board. Like we put them in order, in like the angle that they were in. We put where Negan was, where their bad guys were, and then we watched the scene again and again, or the episode, just that last 10 minutes again and again and again to figure out who it was. We were gonna figure it out.
So if you look where Negan is standing, look at the shape of this tree,
and then he swings it down and.
Like, who's sitting on the ground at that same angle where that tree is it behind Negan right there the same way? Look at the door on the RV.
And then we were trying to also, okay, so he did Sasha, he pointed to Sasha, then he pointed to Rick, then he pointed to this, and then he pointed to that.
Yeah.
Okay, so if it's in order with the, no, it was not in order.
It's like,
it was no, like, pattern, nothing. There was nothing to give it away. It was brilliant.
And it's like, well, he already said he's not going to kill Rick, so we know it's not him. We'll eliminate Rick.
We weren't the only ones who were doing that, though.
Oh, Facebook was blowing up.
I mean, I know
everywhere.
My friend Jessica.
Lindenmeyer, yeah.
Yep, that was one of hers.
Yep.
Me and her were going back and forth.
Yeah.
Who else was going back and forth? Tammy.
People. Yeah, we had a lot of people. Like,
I mean, a lot of our friends. We were going back and forth trying to work together on who did it, who is it. And then when it finally fucking aired.
Oh, it's 7 months.
Yeah. That was the longest seven. I'm pretty sure that was longer for me than it was 9 months to carry Gunner.
I feel like we ate, slept, and breathed this.
Trying to figure out who it was. Yeah.
For seven, every day.
And I said it was going to be, I said they're taking out Abraham and Aaron because they are the two strongest. And Negan was going to keep Rick alive so that he could brain fuck him.
One of the people I remember you thought it was at first was Eugene.
Yeah.
That's, I think, or you or Jesse one said, oh, it's got to be Eugene. He's one of them because he's like a bottom character. I thought Sasha was going to be one of them.
I didn't. I figured Negan was, since he said that he was going to even out the playing field. Since you killed my men, I'm going to kill some of your men.
Yeah.
I figured he was going to take the big guys out. Like the, like
he took out the biggest guy,
Daryl or, but I knew they weren't going to take Daryl out because everybody already said Daryl was not a part of the comics.
Yeah.
So his death wouldn't have mattered. Like it wouldn't have been a big, big deal.
Yeah.
But they also, pretty sure they would have lost more than half of the fandom if they killed Daryl.
Yeah.
Because I've heard a lot, and by a lot of people said after Glenn died, they stopped watching.
Yeah, which is stupid.
It is stupid because Daryl did such a, even after Rick died, I've heard a lot of people stopped watching. Yeah. Daryl picked it up just fine.
I agree 100%. Yeah. I think the show progressed just as well with Rick gone as it did when he was on the show. There was still so much story to tell. It's like, you know, reading a book and you're almost done with it. You're like, oh, I'm going to quit. This is dumb. Like you've read this much so far. You're almost to the end. Why are you just going to, oh, this is if
right.
See where it goes. And I thought even after Andrew Lincoln quit the show, it was still good.
I mean,
still had a lot, because you still had a lot. You had Aaron, you had Daryl, Ezekiel, Maggie, Carol, all these other heavy hitters that stuck around.
I also feel that they set Aaron up to be a main character like the rest of them. Yes, he came in later in the seasons.
Well, Aaron kind of picked up where Rick left off in the comics. Well,
kind of.
Well, with Aaron losing his arm,
mm-hmm.
that was in the comics. Mm-hmm. That was Rick.
Yeah.
And Aaron kind of led Alexandria because Daryl was out doing his thing. Maggie was over here at Hilltop running that. So Aaron, being the most familiar and longest running resident at Alexandria, it only made sense for him to be the leader.
Right.
So
right.
That's why I think Aaron kind of picked up where Rick in the comics.
I think they split it between Daryl and Aaron to pick up for Rick.
Yeah.
And I hate the fact that I hate that they killed Glenn off. But they needed to, because, I mean, he died early on in the comics.
Yeah, he died, because when Negan was introduced. But, I think a lot of Daryl's actions were based off of Rick in the comics, but Aaron's leadership was based off of comic book Rick. So they kind of split the two from page to screen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
With Daryl and Aaron, at least. But, yeah.
What are your top three favorite seasons out of all the 11?
Seasons 6, 2, and, oh, God. That's a difficult one. I know those are my top two, season 6 and 2. I really enjoyed 7 and 8. 9 was good because you got both parts of the show. You started it off with Rick still being there, and then you ended it with him gone, so you still got to see where it progressed, which I thought was pretty cool. Excuse me. I really liked season 3. The prison. 3 and 4 were cool.
3 and 4, I really feel like they were set for, like, they actually built up.
Yeah.
Like, the season 1, it was Rick. Like, you followed Rick everywhere. And then maybe a little bit of somebody somewhere. And then you get to season 2, and it's, you know, everybody's really starting to go, like, their focus is on different characters.
Yeah.
Not as much, but, excuse me, it's kind of like they focus on Rick. They focus on Glenn's adventures. They focus on Daryl's a little bit more on Daryl's adventures because he's looking for Sophia at this point.
Yeah.
A little bit of Shane's, but Shane interacts with the main characters that are actually a part of, like, the scenes and the shots.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get to season 3, and it's like, I think that the ending of season 2, when they get to the prison, it's more like, okay, we're going to start building up these characters to take on their own individual scenes or their own individual personalities for these scenes instead of shooting them as a group.
Right.
Like they would shoot like Carol and Daryl and Dale in a group.
Yeah.
So
you got separate stories that all kind of almost anthology style.
Yep.
That all tied into one.
Yep.
The one thing I really liked about season 4 is you got to see him bring all the people in at the end of season 3 everybody from Woodbury that came in, that was brought in by Tyrese,
yeah,
and Sasha and Herschel on that bus. And in season four, you get to see them build and grow this community,
mm-hmm,
like a small town within the walls of a prison, yeah, you know?
And you're also introduced to Eugene, Abraham.
And Rosita.
And Rosita.
The beautiful Rosita.
So I think my favorite seasons is going to be in no particular order. 2, 6.
Every season was good in its own special way, I think.
I mean, it really was.
There wasn't a shit season.
No, there wasn't. I mean, 5 kind of was a little meh. It was a little dry.
We got Alexandria.
I mean, I liked 5, but it was a little dry for me.
I have another favorite moment, okay, and it's from season 5.
Uh-huh.
When they have the welcome party,
uh-huh,
at Deanna's house.
Yeah.
And Abraham's like, "Ugh, this is going to suck. I don't like this at all." And Rosita goes, "Well, they got beer." And Abraham goes, "I'll try."
I think I'm going to like it.
I was like, "Oh, okay. I'll try. I'll try to enjoy myself." It's like, "They got free beer. I'll try. Oh, I love that. That's just Abraham.
Yeah.
He's just so
I mean
far.
That's
a dude I want to drink beers and smoke cigars with all day and shoot guns.
All right, off the top of your head, 3 saddest deaths or the worst deaths on there, like the people,
ones that like
the
hit me the most.
Yeah. Oh. And we're going to have the same number 1, I already know.
Are we picking only 3?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, coming in at number 3,
uh-huh,
I'm going to do Herschel.
Okay.
Number 2, and Shiva. Shiva.
Yeah.
And number 1 was Abraham.
Oh, surprising. We
My favorite
a...
character dying? Well, yeah. That's going to be my number 1. My best friend died.
So my number 3 would be Sophia. Just because Carol's reaction and being a mom, and that was a shocker moment.
Yeah.
Number 2 was, I mean, I would probably have to say the Glenn and Abraham.
Yeah.
Those 2.
Like, oh, I know what your number 1 is.
And my number 1.
And I forgot it. But
and I know you did. Number 1 is Carl.
Carl, yep. Yeah.
That was, again, it was a favorite moment, and it's the worst death. It is so heartbreaking, heart wrenching.
They prolonged Carl. It was like a slow pain.
It was like 3 fucking episodes. No, it was only 2, but
yeah.
But it still, it felt like an entire season watching him die.
Yeah.
When you find out he got bit, and he's like, "I can't hide this anymore."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've saved as many people as I can save, and now it's your turn. And then he looks at Judith, and he's like, "I love you, little baby."
Well, and prior to that, when you found out that he got bit, you just see like this montage of him just being Judith's big brother.
Yeah,
just there, he's spending
as
his
much
last
time.
Moments.
Yeah,
it's just they did the handprints on the porch of their house.
Yeah.
They were reading books and mm-hmm. coloring together, and he was being big brother to his baby sister.
Yep.
And then you hear him.
Well, I mean, like the feelings, like Michonne wasn't his birth mother, but she's watched him grow up for so many years.
It was a stepmom.
And Rick, God, that was a brilliant performance too.
Yeah.
But also he did watch Chandler Riggs grow up since he was a kid too on the show.
Oh, yeah.
So he probably took that baby to heart too.
Yeah.
And everybody's saying goodbye and it just...
But we did get him back in a cameo.
In a cameo.
In the series finale.
Yep.
He was a farmer in the background.
And he walked in. Greg Nicotero's like, "Here, put this hat on. Start howling away.
Take this rake and this hat and go stand over there. We're going to get you in the shot." He was like, "Okay."
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's like, "I just came to say what's up. Say bye."
You asked a question last time, and I really, really liked that question. The story arcs. Like, who had the best story arcs? Do you remember that?
I do. So,
who are the 3?
It's Gabriel, Eugene, and Carol.
Yep.
As far as character development goes, not the actor, you know, his or herself.
Right. No.
The character growth
mm-hmm.
and coming, like, where they started
mm-hmm.
and where they finished
mm-hmm.
in order.
3, 2, 1.
3, 2, 1.
3 would be Eugene.
Yep. Okay.
Because it's, I mean, yes, he did, he was smart, outsmarted people, but towards the end, I mean, he never really showed or proved very much.
Yeah.
Not as much as the other two. Coming in at 2 is going to be Gabriel.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, he started off as a, I'm a priest. I locked my people out of my church.
On purpose,
because he was too scared.
Yeah.
I mean, he was scared of his own shadow at this point. But then he turned around in the final season and was like, I'm a badass. Fuck with me and I'll punch you in the face.
Rosita, what's up, baby?
Right. Yeah. And she was like, you're a priest. We can't do that. And he's like.
But they did.
Yeah, they did. Number 1 is Carol. Absolutely, 100% Carol, because I mean, just watching her character each season get stronger and smarter and learning how to, for her, it was almost like a game of chess to where she was watching her opponent to figure out what moves she had to make to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She went from a housewife who would be beaten every day if she didn't do laundry or folded his shirts wrong.
And she turned into Batman.
And there we go.
She turned into fucking Batman.
And I wouldn't say she was a good guy, but she also went through so much shit. I mean, you don't trust her with kids, all the kids that she was in care of.
She wasn't the best mom. Like, she was a cool aunt. She was a fun aunt.
Aunt Carol, that's all you get.
Yeah.
Nothing more.
Yeah. Stop giving me children.
Yeah.
They're dying. Stop. Carol, can you?
It was 5 kids. It was 5. Five kids.
Yeah, Sophia, Lizzie, Mika, Henry.
And Henry's brother.
Henry's little brother, yeah.
Oh, I can't even remember his fucking name.
I don't remember. He's not important enough to remember.
I mean, he was only on for a couple of episodes anyway.
Yeah, yeah, he wasn't
around
much.
But, I mean, Carol absolutely went, like I said, she went from this innocent, meek little kitten to badder than Shiva.
Yeah?
Kit Kat. Big old huge kitter.
I don't know. I didn't see Carol biting off Savior heads and shitting them out in the yard.
She probably would have.
She could have if she wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
She just didn't feel like it that day.
Nah.
Well, she did do that to the wolves. Remember, she mowed down all the wolves by herself when they snuck into Alexandria.
Oh, yeah. 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 Yeah, that's right. She did. She was just secretly taking a knife and like
the only one she didn't take out was the main one that Denise was talking with.
Yep. Yeah. Well, she didn't take him out. She wanted to, because remember, Morgan was like, no, you don't need to kill them. And she's like, yes, yes, I fucking do. And Morgan's like, no, we're just going to knock them out. And she's like, no, we're going to kill the fuckers.
Well, he ended up getting bit anyway. Not Morgan, but the wolf
guy
that was with Denise. Yeah. Yeah.
That's another badass group that I wish they would have expanded upon.
It was a minor group. It was cool. Yeah. But that was the season 6. Yeah. Those guys.
Oh, God, the Reapers.
Yeah.
Thinking about another bad group. God, they were so good.
They were creepy.
But
we didn't get them very long.
Less than half a season.
Not even that. Maybe
four or five episodes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's it.
But I loved the Reapers.
The road to their compound with the bodies on the light poles.
Just
hanging upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't one of them a member from Alexandria? Didn't they grab one and like...
No, that...
Because I remember seeing his face, and it was somebody that they knew.
They killed him.
Well, yeah, I know he was a zombie.
It was... Oh, my God. He's a famous actor. Well, he was, like, in the 80s.
I don't remember.
Yeah. But he was... Hell, he was in Outsiders. But, no, Oh, it was C. Thomas Howell.
Oh, okay.
C. Thomas Howell was on The Walking Dead for a little bit.
Yeah, because I remember that they took somebody somebody from one of the compounds, like one of the communities.
Yeah.
God, we could talk forever on Walking Dead.
Yeah, C. Thomas Howell had that. He was a silver fox on the show then. Big white beard and white hair. he was a snow fox.
So, top 3 favorite actors. Like characters in Walking Dead, top 3.
The actor or the character?
Well, the character.
Well, obviously, coming in at 1 is, let me think. I'm going to say Abraham. 2 is Jerry.
You screamed that very loud.
Sorry, I was excited.
Well, it came through my headphones very fucking loud.
Jerry.
There we go.
Jerry. Come
on. Of course.
Jerry.
Of course.
King of the cobbler.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, boss. I fucking love Jerry so fucking much. He kind of picked up for me where Abraham left off as far as like that type of character goes.
Slight comedic, but also a badass.
Yeah. His axe.
He had a big axe.
A big fucking axe. A big fucking sword.
Yep.
He was a large teddy bearer of a man.
Yep.
You piss him off, he will fuck you up. Yep. But he'll give you a hug.
Of course.
If you're his best friend, he'll give you a hug. And all he wanted to do was build the movie theater and watch a movie.
Oh, I remember that. Oh,
yeah. They found that projector and like, oh, this has cartoons on it. Jerry wanted to watch cartoons.
Yep. I don't blame him. I would too.
Cartoons with Jerry.
Hell yeah.
It was awesome.
All right. Who's your number three?
My number three is going to have to be Maggie.
Actor. Male.
Oh, male character. Sorry.
Yeah. Males.
Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I know he's the main character, but
mm-hmm.
Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. I mean he was a great leader.
Aaron's my honorable mention. Cuz I love Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron was cool.
Aaron's cute.
He was fun.
He's fun.
Oh, he was so sad when he lost Eric.
Oh, it broke my heart.
I love them together so much.
They were so cute.
They were. Well, he almost had Jesus.
Almost.
They probably did stuff.
Well, they were like, hey.
Yeah.
Just a flirty flirt back and forth.
Let's go do karate and then we'll do
touch
stuff.
Each other's butts.
We'll cross the beams.
Cross the beams?
You know what I mean.
Cross streams?
Sure. No, that's pee.
Lightsaber battle with our wieners.
We'll starfish kiss.
Oh! No! Oh, ew.
So who's yours?
All right, my three... coming in at number three is going to be Daryl.
Yeah, because if Daryl dies...
we riot.
Exactly. Exactly.
Number two is going to be... and I know he was pretty... not really short-lived, but... honestly, it's a toss-up, but it's Jesus or Aaron.
Yeah.
Because those two were very similar in... it's a tie for second, I should say.
Okay.
It's a tie for second. And number one, King Ezekiel.
Yeah. Yeah.
You sound like a walker over there. Are you changing? You're turning. Where's the stabby stab? And then you don't hear Mike the rest of the episode.
Sorry,
all right,
guys.
So I just had to kill Mike. He just turned into a walker. Aw, shit. No, those are my top three. Ezekiel was, I mean, Kari Payton is a great actor anyway.
He's a great voice actor.
He is a very phenomenal voice. So is Ross Marquand.
Kari Payton is Cyborg.
I know.
Yeah.
So, actors, says.
Well, coming to number one is Maggie.
Oh, of course.
Number two is Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is, ooh.
Tough?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh. Jeebs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goodness, heck.
Andrea, Lori. I'm
no,
just shooting them out
him.
There.
I hated them both.
Beth.
Oh, Michonne. Michonne. You kidding me? Michonne.
See, I have the same three, except different order.
Yeah.
Michonne, Maggie, Carol.
Beth.
Yeah, hold on. Here we go. Alpha is number one. No,
Alpha, Beth, and Lori.
Yeah. No, Andrea.
Gregory, because he acted like a bitch.
He was a bitch.
He acted like
Simon.
A bitch.
Simon. He hid behind Negan.
Yeah, but at least he did shit.
Well,
he went out on his own and
that's
handled shit.
That's true. Gregory let everybody else do it.
Yeah, Simon made Gregory give him free tequila and bourbon, whiskey. Give me all your alcohol.
Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he?
Yeah, by the box.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
Scotch.
About that. Yeah, every time they would find alcohol, they had to give it
yep.
up.
So I want all of that.
Yep.
I'm here for the booze.
But, yeah, no, Carol, absolutely number one. Maggie, number two. And Michonne, number three, just because they were.
Yeah.
I mean, Michonne had a really great backstory, but she started off powerful backstory.
Yeah.
Where she was a lawyer and powerful. Where Maggie started off as a veterinarian preacher's daughter in season two.
I'm changing my number one.
Uh-huh.
Judith.
Okay.
A little tiny girl that can do all that.
Yeah.
She put Negan in his place.
Very gently, but yes.
She shot at him.
No, I know. Gently. She could have hit him.
She wanted to hit him. She missed on purpose. That is Rick Grimes, baby girl.
Well, duh.
She isn't going to miss on
purpose. Not Shane's. It's Rick's.
Yeah. Judith. Little ass kicker.
So who are you taking out?
I'll just add her to the list. She's a tied number one with Maggie.
Since we're doing ties.
It's Judith. It's little ass kicker. Lucy farted.
Somebody farted. Jesus Christ.
More dog farts in the studio.
Hey, did nothing out of the norm here. Oh, you said her name. Do you want to talk about The Walking Dead? You don't have to. It's okay. But no, fantastic fucking episodes, seasons. There's so much more that could be talked about, and we could ramble on for hours.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, I know we're an hour in, but spoiler alert.
Yeah. It's on Netflix if you want to go watch it.
But it is on Netflix. But yeah, totally go watch it. I if you like zombies, yeah. I would absolutely watch it.
Or if you're an AMC Plus subscriber, it's all there now. The whole thing now.
And if you do get around to it, Talking Dead. They should have them all up as well.
Yeah. And go check out Fear the Walking Dead, too.
I was just about to say, what are we talking about? Spinoffs.
Yeah, but you can't talk about Fear. You can't watch Fear the Walking Dead and not have seen The Walking Dead.
I mean, you got to at least watch half of...
Well, no, Fear's caught up now.
No, you need to watch at least half of Walking Dead before you start Fear. Oh, before so that you start know Fear,
yeah.
Where everybody's coming from, because they still got to get to Dwight and Morgan. Like,
Well, Fear shows you, like, day one. Well, hell,
I didn't mean like when the zombie apocalypse started.
No, no. But if you want to know how it all happened,
yeah, watch Fear, absolutely.
That's all season one's about.
But I was talking about like intros to the actors of where you know them from, and so you don't get confused. Because if you start Fear before Walking Dead, you're gonna be confused.
You're fucked.
But no, Fear is we thought it was gonna be a dumb spinoff. Like we kind of watched the first couple episodes of season one, and it was like, this is boring. We really can't get into it. And I was like, you know what? Let's try this again.
Yeah.
Let's try it again, because I'm pretty sure, you know, let's push through the first season. And it started to get fantastic. Season two was amazing.
Each season of Fear the Walking of Fear is better than its previous season.
Like, absolutely.
Like season five was awesome. Season six is even better.
Mm-hmm.
And so forth.
Yep. They also had another spinoff called World Beyond. It wasn't as good as the rest of them. I felt like it was slow
and it
drug out.
Yeah.
But it's still worth watching because they mention so much to, you know, the other spinoffs that are about to come. You understand where Rick was taken. You understand, you know, the connection between all of them.
Right.
And then we have the spinoff about to come out with Maggie and Negan going to New York, which, excuse me, I'm very excited. And then also, Dead City.
Yep.
Where, I mean, did Negan lose his wife? Is that why he's going?
And child, because she was pregnant.
Right. Like, where are we going with this? What happened previously to them going to New York? So we get to find that out. And then we've got...
the Rick and Michonne.
Oh, Rick and Michonne.
And Daryl.
And the Daryl going over to France.
Yep. He gets kidnapped somehow because he's out looking for Rick.
Thrown on a boat.
And he gets taken and he ends up in Europe. So we get to see how all that unfolds, which I'm excited for all of that. It's been great.
It's been fantastic.
It's always good to recap the greatest show ever in the world ever.
It's not the greatest show ever. It's one of our favorites.
This is the greatest show.
It's just a tribute. No, Game of Thrones was a really good one.
Yeah, it was fun.
We need to do another one of those. Maybe we could do a sub-character recast.
House of the Dragon.
Ooh, that might be a fun one, too.
I want to do an American cast for House.
Well, we can do that later. We're talking about Walking Dead now.
We'll get to it.
But no, it's been a fantastic trip down memory lane.
As always. But yeah.
That's going to do it.
It is. Thank you guys for listening. We hope you've enjoyed it.
This is our third time recording this, so I hope you definitely enjoy it, because we kind of fucked up the first two times.
Yep. If you're listening to this now, we recorded this last night.
12 hours ago.
Yes, we are from yesterday.
We are from yesterday. Or wait, no, you're dropping it as soon as we're done.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to take that chance again.
Yeah.
Those were boo-boos. Hey, you live, you learn.
Exactly. If you want to check out any of our other content, our socials, our awesome merch store on tpublic.com. If you want to buy us a coffee, you can visit Linktree. That's linktr.ee/happyhourpodcast3. You can find all of that great stuff there. You can also find Unfortunate Horrors with Lisa from Designated Quizzers and Jen and Tab on there as well.
Oh, I was going to say that, but okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I tried to do it as good as you. I didn't.
No.
You do it.
I can't. You've already done it. Let's go. Let's wrap it up.
You do it better.
So there's a tab in the Linktree store, a little small tab, no pun intended, because I'm not little, I'm fat. It's Unfortunate Horrors, which is Jen from What I Had Heard Was, Lisa from Designated Quizzers, and myself, where we talk about things that guys don't think girls talk about.
See?
And we're about to... Yeah, because I've done it every single fucking episode for the past, like, 14 weeks.
16.
This will be episode 16. Yeah, but we go every other week, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, yeah, we drop... let's see, if we drop this tonight and or tomorrow, Unfortunate Horrors will drop tomorrow or the next day.
Yes.
So it just depends.
Another great episode from the gals.
I hope so. Yeah. it goes completely off the rails.
We'll let you decide.
Yeah, let me decide.
But thank you for listening to this. That's going to do it for our episode on The Walking Dead. Join us next week when Ryan Leskis of Pain Productions returns as we recast 1990s Home Alone. But set it in today.
Somewhere in my way. Kevin! I'm so excited.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Have a good night, guys. Thank you for listening.
I'm Mike.
I'm Tabby.
Take care of yourselves. Don't text and drive. Don't drink and drive. Always drink responsibly, and we will see you next time.